How long is the bevacizumab given in the study?
There has been a tremendous amount of discussion as to the duration of therapy, and it's not truly understood how long bevacizumab should be continued in such a population. So after very extensive discussion, and these discussions included patient groups as well as physicians from the community and academic setting, the National Cancer Institute, the strategy was to give 6 months or 12 cycles of FOLFOX with or without bevacizumab. And that reflects the duration of FOLFOX that was given in the MOSAIC trial. And since the MOSAIC trial is a positive study in terms of disease-free survival, it was felt certainly that this is a very reasonable strategy. After the 6 months of FOLFOX and bevacizumab, for the patients who are randomized to bevacizumab, we will continue bevacizumab for an additional 6 months. So patients will have 12 months of bevacizumab. We will, of course, monitor patients very carefully for toxicity, and we'll see over time what the difference is between these two arms. These type of trials will not fully answer the duration question of bevacizumab, but we'll certainly learn a great deal about toxicity in these individuals.
In the adjuvant setting, long-term toxicities are a particular concern. And in terms of bevacizumab and arterial events, what are the exclusion criteria in the study that prevent a patient from entering?
Well, because there are data from previous bevacizumab trials that suggest that patients who have had previous arterial thrombotic events are at greatest risk for added toxicity, that population should be excluded. So patients with histories of strokes, myocardial infarction, are those that we would exclude.